44. Good luck, trivia teams. Ministry St. Michael's Hospital, creating a brighter future for the past 100 years. Proud to be part of the Stevens Point community at ministryhealth.org. And the Wisconsin Potato and Vegetable Growers Association, who remind you to buy local.
Good evening. My name is Marty Ryan with 90 FM News. Police in one western Pennsylvania town are investigating a case of bar kill. A groundhog and a grouse, both dead, tossed into a tavern by unsatisfied customers. The animals were tossed into Bill's Bars hours apart on Sunday in Brookville, about 70 miles northeast of Pittsburgh. Brookville Police Chief Ken Dwork tells the Associated Press that the suspects was one underage man who was refused service at the bar and another who was turned away because of an alcohol problem. The chief says such use of animals is a fairly common problem in Brookville. He says, for example, a guy will get into an argument and put a dead squirrel on his girlfriend's doorknob, that kind of thing. I'll have a look at Central Wisconsin weather after this.
Funds for this trivia newscast have been provided in part through a grant from the Stevens Point Animal Hospital on Highway 10 East, with over 30 years of care to pets and their owners. Our compassionate staff provides quality medicine and surgery to help you with all your small animal concerns. Now offering ultrasound. What's up, Doc?
It's 36 degrees outside. Of the top five teams, the point values from hour 24 and question one of hour 26 of Trivia 44 after Trivia Focus.
Where's the Trivia Focus? There's always supposed to be a Trivia Focus.
Hi, this is 90FM. Are you interested in a Trivia Focus?
Yes, I am.
What's your team name?
90FM Staff Infection, Cornballing Never Nude.
Who is the least amount of sleep on your team?
I sleep a lot. Everyone else works their ass off. You don't work your ass off.
So you guys should be coherent enough to summarize this year's contest in three words.
Hot, buttered, and my face on my butt.
Danny DeVito, Bill Murray, and the Oz walk into a bar. What next?
Me out the door. Actually, no, I'd like to talk to Danny DeVito. I've met Oz too many times.
Give me your best Porky Pig impersonation.
I'm drunk.
What is your team slogan?
That's what she said.
Can you say it with a British accent?
That's what she said. Like that?
That's perfect.
Yes.
How would you describe the Oz?
No, I like Oz. No. Oz and I are twins. They're on Facebook. We look like each other. You go up to them and go, who's your twin, Oz? It's Albino.
All right. On a more serious note, what's your strategy for this year's contest?
Well, we like to have as much fun as possible. We have Spider-Man and Captain America kissing each other, and Batman is real jealous. We're eating pickles. We got dinosaurs. We got Germans. It's a party, and we have a good time every time, all the time. 54 hours.
That's what's up. All right, ladies and gentlemen, what's the tastiest radio station this side of Albuquerque?
WSP90FM.
For 90FM's Trivia Focus, this is Connor Godfrey.
And Aubrey Giordano.
Trivia Focus is provided by Century Insurance, serviced locally by Point Insurance. Free, no-obligation reviews of your home, auto, and life insurance needs are available at pointagency.com or at 715-544-4665.
You're listening to Trivia on 90FM, WWSP, Stevens Point. Funds for Trivia 44 have been made possible in part through a grant from the Stevens Point Brewery, presenting Wisconsin's newest hard cider, Cider Boys Hard Cider, made by the Stevens Point Brewery. Bank local with Pineries Bank, your locally owned and operated log cabin bank, proud to serve the trivia community since 1997, 3601 Main Street. The University of Wisconsin-Stevens Point, creating a partnership for thriving communities. Vibrant, healthy, prosperous, sustainable, Pointers. Visit uwsp.edu today. Portesi Frozen Pizza and Cheese Fries. There are many pizzas, but only one Portesi. Available in your grocer's frozen food department. And serving more than 1,500 school districts around the world, Skyward is proud to call Central Wisconsin home and happy to help bring you Trivia 44. Good luck, trivia teams.
The winner of the grocery bag giveaway from Triggs on Academy Drive, Stevens Point, for hour 25 is the Raging Tyrannosaurus of Despair. Again, the Raging Tyrannosaurus of Despair. To pick up your prize, bring your copy of the new Trivia Times with your team ID number label in it to the 90FM studios located on 1101 Reserve Street. Team standings as for hour 24, in fifth place with 3,575 points is Tin Man. In fourth place with 3,615 points is Freshly Squeezed. In third place with 3,635 points is Ugly Undulating Uvulas. In second place with 3,820 points is Dad's Computer, 35 Years of Trivia. In first place with 4,285 points is Festivus for the best for the rest of us. Here are the point values for questions in hour 24. Question 1 is worth 10 points. Question 2 is worth 75 points. Question 3 is worth 10 points. Question 4 is worth 15 points. Question 5 is worth 35 points. Question 6 is worth 0 points. Question 7 is worth 10 points. Question 8 is worth 10 points. Here are the point values for questions in hour 24. Question 1 is worth 10 points. Question 2 is worth 75 points. Question 3 is worth 10 points. Question 4 is worth 15 points. Question 5 is worth 35 points. Question 6 is worth 0 points. Question 7 is worth 10 points. And question 8 is worth 10 points. And now for question 1 of hour 26. After mistaking a wrecked boat with beavers on it for the legendary Gobble Walker, twins Maple and Dipper Pines, along with Soes, are chased off an island by what they believe to be actual Gobble Walker. What is the name of the island? Again, after mistaking a wrecked boat with beavers on it for the legendary Gobble Walker, twins Maple and Dipper Pines, along with Soes, are chased off an island by what they believe to be actual Gobble Walker. What is the name of the island? Good luck.
Trivia 44 and Wayne Edwards.
Saturday night, aye, 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 I just can't breathe. In the middle of question one of hour 26, after mistaking a wrecked boat with beavers on it for the legendary Gobble Wonker, twins Mabel and Dipper Pines, along with Suze, are chased off an island by what they believe to be the actual Gobble Wonker. What is the name of this island? Good luck from 90FM and Trivia 44. Trivia. It's not all, folks. Phones down in the back, please. Phones down. That ends question one of hour 26. After mistaking a wrecked boat with beavers on it for the legendary Gobble Wonker, twins Mabel and Dipper Pines, along with Suze, are chased off an island by what they believe to be the actual Gobble Wonker. What is the name of this island? The answer to question one of hour 26, Scuttlebutt, or Scuttlebutt Island. Again, the answer to question one, hour 26, Scuttlebutt, or Scuttlebutt Island. Question two. According to fictional character Norman Babcock's dead grandmother, what are the two things that are not in heaven? Again, question two of hour 26. According to fictional character Norman Babcock's dead grandmother, what are the two things that are not in heaven? Good luck, and now carefully, you're playing in the world's largest trivia contest. Trivia 44, that's not all, folks, right here on 90FM.
Feel so bad, I guess my rake is fun. She's the best girl I've ever seen.
Middle of question two of hour 26. According to fictional character Norman Babcock's dead grandmother, what are the two things that are not in heaven? Phones down in the back, please. Phones down. That ends question two of hour 26. According to fictional character Norman Babcock's dead grandmother, what are the two things that are not in heaven? The answer to question two of hour 26, cable, canasta. Again, the answers to question two, hour 26, cable, canasta. Question three, what is the name of the cheerleading squad at Cheevers High School? Again, question three of hour 26, what is the name of the cheerleading squad at Cheevers High School? Good luck from 90FM. Dial carefully. You're playing in the world's largest trivia contest, Trivia 44. That's not all, folks, on 90FM. the middle of question three of hour 26, what is the name of the cheerleading squad at Cheevers High School?
All right, you chipmunks. Ready to sing your song?
Okay, we are. Yeah, let's sing it now.
Okay, Simon?
Okay.
Okay, Theodore?
Okay.
Okay, Alvin? Alvin?
Alvin!
Get ready. That was very good, Simon.
Naturally.
Very good, Theodore. Alvin, you were a little flat. Watch it, Alvin. Alvin. Let's not overdo it.
What do you mean overdo it? We want to
sing. Oh, wait a minute, boys.
Yes, right.
Alvin, cut
the...
Wait. Theodore, just a minute. Simon, will you cut that out? Get off.
Phones down to the back, please. Phones down. That ends question three of hour 26. What is the name of the cheerleading squad at Cheevers High School? The answer to question three, chipmunks. And the answer to question three of hour 26, chipmunks. Time for Trivia Stone Group B, clue number seven. Please listen closely. This is Trivia Stone Group B, clue number seven. From where you are now, go past the lighthouse, the star, the breakfast cereal company, the mushrooms, the green tube, three stars, the pelican, and the frog. Go past the blue bottle, the red swing, and the gold ball. Go past Rod Stewart's former group. Now turn left. Oh my gosh, it's Trivia Stone Heaven. What a yard of goodies. Now turn right. Again, this is Trivia Stone Group B, clue number seven. From where you are now, go past the lighthouse, the star, the breakfast cereal company, the mushrooms, the green tube, three stars, the pelican, and the frog. Go past the blue bottle, the red swing, and the gold ball. Go past Rod Stewart's former group. Now turn left. Oh my gosh, it's Trivia Stone Heaven. What a yard of goodies. Now turn right. 90FM reminds all trivia players to drive carefully and obey all traffic laws when participating in any of the traveling questions. The clues are very obvious but will require cleverness on the team player's part. This year's Trivia Stone is made possible from grants from the Noel Group, taking trivia to a career path, the Portage County Gazette, Portage County's locally owned and locally written weekly newspaper featuring trivia teams and scores in this Friday's edition. Galaxy Comics, Games and More, your dart and disc golf supply headquarters. 925 Clark Street, downtown Stevens Point. Hoffman's Hobby Sports, season to season, year to year. When it comes to sports, you'll find it here. And Cops Market in two locations, 1500 Pinecrest Avenue, Stevens Point, and 1850 Plover Road, Plover. Moving on to question four. During a football game, the post-game show was promoted by an announcer and the network with an expression included in episodes of a movie series. It's kind of a cowboy expression. What are the nicknames of the two teams who played in that football game? Again, question four. During a football game, the post-game show was promoted by an announcer and the network with an expression included in episodes of a movie series. It's kind of a cowboy expression. What are the nicknames of the two teams who played in that football game? Good luck. Dial carefully. 90 FM and Trivia 44.
Something wrong and you can't put your finger on it. Right then, roll to me. And I don't think I have ever seen you so in despair. So if you want to talk, then Andrew Castro will be there. So don't try to deny it, pretty baby. You've been down so long you can hardly see. When the engine starts and it won't stop raining, it's the right time to roll to me. Roll to me. Roll to me. And I don't think I have ever seen a so in despair.
In the middle of question four of hour 26, during a football game, the postgame show was promoted by an announcer and the network with an expression included in episodes of a movie series. It's kind of a cowboy expression. What are the nicknames of the two teams who played in that football game?
Someone else, but not for me. Our love was out to get me. Now that's the way it seemed. Disappointment haunted all my dreams. Then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Now her trace popped out in my mind. I'm in love. I thought love was more or less a given thing. It seems the more I gave, the less I got. What's the use in trying? And all you get is pain. When I needed sunshine, I got rain. Oh, then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace. A doubt in my mind. I'm in love. I'm a believer. I couldn't leave her if I tried. Then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace. Hooked out in my mind. I'm in love. I'm a believer. I couldn't leave her if I tried. Okay.
right, phones down in the back, please. Phones down. That ends question four of hour 26. During a football game, the postgame show was promoted by an announcer and the network with an expression included in episodes of a movie series. It's kind of a cowboy expression. What are the nicknames of the two teams who played in that football game? The answer to question four of hour 26, 49ers, Falcons. Again, the answer to question four of hour 26, 49ers, Falcons.
Funds for Trivia 44 have been made possible in part through a grant from Portesi Frozen Pizza and Cheese Fries. There are many pizzas, but only one Portesi. Available in your grocer's frozen food department. The Stevens Point Brewery, presenting Wisconsin's newest hard cider, Cider Boys Hard Cider, made by the Stevens Point Brewery. Welcome home. Our newest family medicine clinic on Hoover Road is now open and accepting new patients, featuring extended hours that meet your family's busy schedule at ministryhealth.org. Serving more than 1,500 school districts around the world, Skyward is proud to call Central Wisconsin home and happy to help bring you Trivia 44. Good luck, trivia teams. And the Wisconsin Potato and Vegetable Growers Association, who remind you to buy local.
Question 5 of hour 26. On the side of a truck was a promotion for an expert in his field. He was promoted as the Pest Posse and Rodent Wrangler. What is the two-word name of this expert? Again, question 5, hour 26. On the side of a truck was a promotion for an expert in his field. He was promoted as the Pest Posse and Rodent Wrangler. What is the two-word name of this expert? Good luck from 90FM. And Trivia 44.
Trivia 44. And Wayne Edwards.
In the middle of question 5 of hour 26, on the side of a truck was a promotion for an expert in his field. He was promoted as the Pest Posse and Rodent Wrangler. What is the two-word name of this expert? Good luck and now carefully from 90FM. Trivia 44.
I took a stroll on the old long walk of the day. I met a little girl and we stopped to talk on a fine soft day. Cause her hair's black and her eyes are blue. chicken world. And a salt seal prime with a Galway curl.
Phones down in the back, please. Phones down. That's going to end question five of hour 26. On the side of a truck was a promotion for an expert in his field. He was promoted as the pest posse and rodent wrangler. What is the two-word name of this expert? The answer to question five, hour 26, Cowboy Wayne. Again, the answer to question five, hour 26, Cowboy Wayne. A reminder that trivia merchandise is currently being sold and will be open until 8:45 this evening. If you want to come down to the 90FM studios and get some merchandise, we'd love to sell you some. We'll also be selling merchandise tomorrow starting at 10 a.m. right here at the 90FM studios on Reserve Street. Moving on to question six of hour 26. There were a couple of girls out on a camping trip featured in a television commercial. They were obviously enjoying themselves as they proudly sported T-shirts promoting the camp where they are staying. What is the name of this camp featured in this pizza chain commercial? Again, question six of hour 26. There were a couple of girls out on a camping trip featured in a television commercial. They were obviously enjoying themselves as they proudly sported T-shirts promoting the camp where they are staying. What is the name of the camp featured in this pizza chain commercial? Good luck from 90FM and Trivia 44.
Yeah, my man. All right. I wanna tell you a story every man ought to know. If you want a little loving, you gotta start real slow. She's gonna love you tonight now, if you just treat her right now. Oh, squeeze her real junk, gotta make her feel good. Tell her that you love her like you know you should. 'Cause if you don't treat her right, she won't love you tonight. If you practice my method just as hard as you can, you're gonna get a reputation as a love and a man now. And you'll be glad every night that you treated her right.
Middle of question six of hour 26. There were a couple of girls out on a camping trip featured in a television commercial. They were obviously enjoying themselves as they proudly sported T-shirts promoting the camp where they're staying. What is the name of the camp featured in this pizza chain commercial?
Everybody was kung fu fighting. Those kids were fast as lightning. In fact, it was a little bit frightening. But they fought with expert timing. There was funky Chinamen from funky Chinatown. They were chopping them up. They were chopping them. Everybody knew their part. From a fainting to a flip and a kicking from the hip. Everybody was kung fu fighting. Those kids were fast as lightning. In fact, it was a little bit frightening. Yeah, yeah. But it was with expert timing. There was Funky Billy Kid and little Sammy Chong. Here comes the big boss. Hey. Let's get it on. We took the bow and made a stand. Started swaying with the hand. Sudden motion made me skip. Now we're into a brand new trip. Everybody was kung fu fighting. Those kids were fast as lightning. In fact, it was a little bit frightening. But they did it with
phones down in the back, please. Phones down. That ends question six of hour 26. There were a couple of girls out on a camping trip featured in a television commercial. They were obviously enjoying themselves as they proudly sported T-shirts promoting the camp where they are staying. What is the name of the camp featured in this pizza chain commercial? The answer to question six of hour 26, Winnipoka. Again, the answer to question six of hour 26, Winnipoka. Moving on to question seven. When big-screen character Dylan Sanders sees the image of Kelly Garrett, a dream sequence song kicks in. Prior to and after that encounter, there is a song playing. What is the name of that song? Again, question 7 of Hour 26. When big-screen character Dylan Sanders sees the image of Kelly Garrett, a dream sequence song kicks in. Prior to and after that encounter, there is a song playing. What is the name of that song? Good luck from 90FM. And Trivia 44.
I need your arms around me. I need to feel your touch.
Question 7 of Hour 26, when big screen character Dylan Sanders sees the image of Kelly Garrett, a dream sequence song kicks in. Prior to and after that encounter, there is a song playing. What is the name of that song? Phones down in the back, please. Phones down. That ends question 7 of hour 26. When big screen character Dylan Sanders sees the image of Kelly Garrett, a dream sequence song kicks in. Prior to and after that encounter, there is a song playing. What is the name of that song? The answer to question 7 of hour 26, Sleepwalk. Again, the answer to question 7, hour 26, Sleepwalk. Question 8. Clearly marked in bold capitalized letters on the nutritional facts insert on a large cookie is printed a brag from a cookie manufacturer. Quote, we strive to bring you the best cookie in the galaxy. What is the name of that company? Again, question 8, hour 26. Clearly marked in bold capitalized letters on the nutritional facts insert on a large cookie is printed a brag from a cookie manufacturer. We strive to bring you the best cookie in the galaxy. What is the name of that company? Good luck from 90FM and Trivia 44. In the middle of question 8 of hour 26, clearly marked in bold capitalized letters on the nutritional facts insert on a large cookie is printed a brag from a cookie manufacturer. We strive to bring you the best cookie in the galaxy. What is the name of that company?
People talk by talking.
Story. Yeah. I love you.
Phones down, please, in the back. Phones down. Fire up as we just wrapped up question 8 of hour 26. Clearly marked in bold capitalized letters on the nutritional facts insert on a large cookie is printed a brag from a cookie manufacturer. We strive to bring you the best cookie in the galaxy. What is the name of that company? The answer to question 8 of hour 26, Alternative Baking Company. Again, the answer to question 8, hour 26, Alternative Baking Company.
Funds for Trivia 44 have been made possible in part through a grant from the University of Wisconsin-Stevens Point, creating a partnership for thriving communities, vibrant, healthy, prosperous, sustainable Pointers. Visit uwsp.edu today. Bank local with the Pineries Bank, your locally owned and operated log cabin bank. Proud to serve the trivia community since 1997. 3601 Main Street. Welcome home. Our newest family medicine clinic on Hoover Road is now open and accepting new patients, featuring extensive